Time for a Thursday edition of NDL Sports Center. This is your host, Sammy 33. Block 4 is just around the corner, but before we get there, there's still some more Block 3 action to recap some new games played. So let's look at what we've got with this episode. First up, Indiana hosting Northwestern, some big action. Northwestern's had a great start to the season, undefeated so far, seeing if they can keep things going. And Mike Wright doing his part to help, finding his tight end for a 30-yard score. Wildcats up 7-0. Midway through the first, Indiana with the ball responding. Interception by Coco. Interesting name. That keeps Indiana from scoring, but then Rourke gets into the end zone. Okay, we'll go with that. So 7-7 game at the half. Half number two. Look who comes up with the interception. Coco again, second pick of the game, then setting up his offense with a short field. Start half number two. That leads to Cam Porter, taking it in from 4 yards out. So Northwestern retaking the lead. And third and 13, that's going to be a big one there. That's going to be an interception for the Hoosiers. Sets up a short field, and second and goal. Blasted, but holds on to the ball. Touchdown, Hoosier. So 14-14, third and three option. That's an incomplete pass. Okay. Clearly a big call there. Indiana gets the ball back. Not able to convert on that third down. And then second and one. Checking it down out the backfield. That leaves Northwestern into field goal range and fourth and three. Almost blocked. The kick is down the middle. So 17-14. Hoosiers trying to make something happen late. Then Coco's third pick of the game. He goes down. And Northwestern remains undefeated. They win 17-14. Running backs heavily involved in this one. Ellison for Indiana, 106 yards total. Cam Porter, 103 total. The big difference, turnovers. Three for Indiana, one for Northwestern. We'll head out for some ACC action heading west. Stanford hosting Clemson. Metro D looking to get his season on track. Clemson looking to stay undefeated on the campaign. And early, Phil Maffa. Third and inches. Already had a big game this block. Looking to add to it. Big convert there. Third and four. Cade finding his target. Leading two, Maffa on first and goal, great blocking. Clemson up 7-0. Later in the first, tough one there, almost an interception. It's okay though, because look who comes out the backfield. After the punt, Bill coming up with a big catch, gets inside the 5 yard line, and then second and goal, he punches it in. So Clemson looking good, up 13-0, but kick wide right on the extra point. All right, so 20-0 with a 1:40 to go and a half. Big play here for Stanford. And that's going to lead to first and 10. And in the back of the end zone, just getting his foot down. But Stanford working their way back. 20-7. Third and nine. Cade looking for someone, looking, no one open. And then chucks one down the field, but that's going to be picked off. But defense stepping up. Huge interception here. Not only does he catch it, but he's able to stay inbounds and work his way down the field, getting to the 40-yard line. The kick, wide left. So another missed kick in this game for Clemson. But the defense steps up. QB sneak. Guess what? Not only does Clemson get the stop, they get the ball. Just delayed the inevitable first and goal. Stanford eventually scored, so 20-14. And then fourth quarter action. Big jet and hurdle. That leads to a field goal. And then for the second game in a row, Clemson giving up a kick return for a touchdown. So Stanford still in it. They're down two. Just got to find a way to get a stop. Third and six. Nice catch over the middle. Grinding stool coming up with the catch. And then second and 12. Look who it is. coming up again with a big catch. Third and goal, Mafah getting into the end zone. Like, you're thinking things are done, right? 40 seconds left. Stanford, look at that. Wide open over the middle. So they cut the lead back to two. So let's see if they can get the onside kick. Clemson recovers. Doesn't get down, gets blasted, but holds on. Just as Clemson does for the win, 30-28. Mafah, what a game for him. 4 catches for 81 yards, but it's the ground game. 41 carries, 218 yards, 4 touchdowns. Get this man some ice, please. He needs it. We'll check in on another power conference, the big Rutgers hosting Coach MGR and Nebraska. The Huskers, winless so far in OOC play, but undefeated in conference play. Does that stay? Kyle Monongai trying to make sure that's not the case. Breaks for a big run there. That leads to a 3rd and 6. And Nash coming through with the sack for the Huskers. Rutgers have to settle for 3. Mahomes Jr. not looking very patty-like there. Throwing a pick. It's not going to be a direct touchdown. But on 3rd and goal, Kyle is able to push his way in. 10-0 Rutgers. Nebraska looking to respond. Dylan, this time hitting his target, finds Barney Jr. for the touchdown. 10-7 early in the second quarter. Look at that. Talk about a get off the line of scrimmage. Lloyd comes firing off. Touchdown Huskers, 14-10. But disaster strikes again. Another interception by Dylan. This time Moses Walker is going to take it back for a touchdown. So Rutgers regains the lead. A kick before the half. If you're a Husker fan, you've seen this a lot in real life, missing the kick. But the Huskers are resilient. 2nd and 18. Ramir Johnson picking up the first down on the screen. 1st and goal. Gets in the end zone. So Nebraska back up 21-17. Then here, Malachi Coleman catching a deep ball. Gets into the end zone. Huskers looking good in the third quarter. And a huge swing play here. That ball's thrown deeper. That's a touchdown. Cuts the lead to 4, but it's underthrown. And not only is an interception, that one's going back to the house. So the Huskers put together a strong third quarter. They go up 35-17 off that pick, and that is your final score in this one. Johnson, 137 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Dylan throws for 3 TDs, 177 yards. Monongai, 97 yards for Rutgers, and a touchdown. We're going to head back to the ACC. Virginia Tech, winless so far. Shocking to a lot of people. They're hosting Miami. After a come-from-behind win against San Diego State, it looks like they've got their mojo back. How does this one play out? Two coaches that have played each other quite a few times. And a huge swing here. Kyren almost sacked. Almost completes a touchdown pass. Leads to just 3 points. So VTech up 6-0. Then huge play here. Getting into field goal range. And then off the play action. Kyren keeps it. Gets into the end zone. 13-0 Virginia Tech. 2 minutes and a half. Miami just trying to find some sort of rhythm on offense. They kind of get going here. Arroyo making the catch there. And then 3rd and 8. Straight up the seam. Makes another catch. He gets in the end zone. It's a touchdown, Hurricanes. And then they get the ball back after getting a stop. Huge catch, Xavier getting down. But with just a couple seconds left, Cam looks deep. That's going to be picked off. And VTech holds on to the halftime lead. They're up 13-7. Miami looking to get going. Martinez bulldozing his way towards midfield. But Cam, trying to find his target, just slightly behind. That's going to lead to an interception. 1 of 2 on the day for him. This is a hurtful one here. Drones looking deep, misses the target. But on 3rd and inches, RPO, he finds Benji on the short one. Still get it anyway. So no harm, no foul. Still touchdown. 2-point conversion, not successful. So 19-7 game. And finding Johnson out the backfield, trying to get going. Martinez finds the end zone. 19-14. Then play action, Arroyo, no one over the middle of the field, no safety, no problem. Gets into the end zone, touchdown Hurricanes, 2-point conversion, no good. So 20-19, the Canes come up with a big play here. Daryl Porter Jr. picking off the ball and returning it for a touchdown. It was one turnover by Virginia Tech, a very costly one. 4th and 4, unable to convert. Kyren not finding any space back there, but no problem. Down 30-19, huge run here by, I don't even know how to say his name, but he gets in the end zone. Touchdown, Hokies, 30-25. But when you need it, Cam converts on 3rd down. Miami again, slow first half, but they get it done in half number 2. They win 30-25. Ward, 289 yards, passing, 2 TDs, 2 picks. Drones, 252 passing, 1 TD, 1 pick, a rushing TD as well. Head to the Big 12, Baylor and Coach C. Nasty taking on Iowa State and Coach Penguin. Iowa State quietly off to a good start this season, 3rd and 2. Robertson finding Reese out the backfield. He caused a lot of problems for Colorado. Looking to do the same in this one. Sets up a 4th and goal, the dreaded hash kick. But hey, if you're at home, I guess it's not so bad, right? Down the middle, Baylor up 3-0. Iowa State in the game of horse says, you know what, we'll try the same. And it's wide right. Know what it is about kicking that on the road. So hard to bang that one in. But Iowa State coming up huge with an interception here. 3-0 game. One of Robertson's 3 picks on the day. Jackson looking to help capitalize. Big first down run here. Gets the ball inside the red zone. Knocked out of bounds by his own teammate. AS3. One of his 2 TD rushes on the day. 7-3. Baylor looking to respond. That's not how you do it. Just a little bit too far outside. That's going to be a pick 6. A Porter makes it 14-3. And then Reese gets going. 4.5 minutes to go in the second. And man, he is a handful. 4th and 5. The kick. Wide right. Kicking an issue in the last 48 hours. But none bigger than this, trying to get everyone out the way, and it bounces into the leg of someone who's trying to block. I don't know what he's doing, but it leads to AS3 scoring again. For Baylor trying to get something before the half. Nice catch there, getting down to the 45, and then 3rd and 10, quick pressure, but the catch over the middle helps lead to a field goal. So 21-6 at the half, play action for Cyclones. And big catch here and run. So that leads to a field goal, 24-6. And look at this play here. Reese, another big run that gets a touchdown and closes the gap a little bit. So 27-13 with 5 minutes to go. Huge interception here. Iowa State able to run a little bit of clock. But a break here, a fumble. Could not, Baylor just could not recover the ball. Iowa State keeps it, able to burn a little more clock. And then Reese again breaks for a big run. He's been a handful so far this season. 74-yard touchdown. 2 on the day for him, 210 yards. But AS3 coming up with the big first down there. That lets the Cyclones run out the clock. They went 27-19, 4 turnovers by Baylor. None bigger than the special teams muff, whatever you want to call it. None by Iowa State. Jackson rushing for 108 yards on the ground. Iowa, 10-0 at the half against Ohio State at home, been able to hold on for the win. They win 19-14. Caleb Johnson, 2 TDs on the ground, 165 yards on 26 carries. West Virginia, winners at home, 49-38. The gold star in this game goes to Treylon Ray. 10 receptions, 268 yards, and 4 touchdowns, every point needed in the win. Georgia looking like they're in midseason form. They blank Auburn, 35-0 on the road. Carson Beck, 239 yards passing, 2 TDs, no picks. Etienne, 147 on the ground. Speaking of the ground, let's head out to some Group of Five action. Louisiana Tech hosting the Chips and Dr. Bush. And their ground game, Central Michigan's, been looking pretty good this season. Luke's early on in the game. Look at this guy. He's having a great start to the season. 61 yards. The Chips up early. 7-3. A first and 10. Here comes the blitz. There's Tyson Davis and stops, plants, and cuts up field. He gets into the end zone. One of his two TD receptions on the day. But back to the ground. Marion Lukes breaks another big run. Doesn't quite get into the end zone. Getting tackled down at the 3. Next play. He gets in. The Chips, winners 44-17 on the road. Lukes, 286 yards, 2 touchdowns. So great start to the season for the Chips, and especially for Marion Lukes as they look to do the same conference play. Speaking of the MAC, though, we'll stay in the conference. Miami of Ohio hosting Toledo. So Coach Quest for Gold at home against Coach Outlaw. This would be a fun one. So getting started early. Second play from scrimmage. And Stewart breaking a run for Toledo. Getting to the end zone. 73-yard touchdown. Toledo up 7-0. 3rd and 3. Here comes the blitz. There's a catch over the middle. So that's going to set up Toledo in the middle of the field. 4th and 5. The kick is going to be good, right? Ugh, off the upright. I don't know what it is. Kicking has been rough the last 48 hours. And then this big conversion, 3rd and 13, holding on in double coverage. And then the option keeper to the pitch. And Keon getting into the end zone. Game tied at 7. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. There goes Stewart again. Getting outside and getting into the end zone. Toledo retaking the lead. Right before the half, just trying to add to it. Uh-oh. That's an interception. And that's going to be run back a long way. Not all the way, but into field goal range. 3rd and 6. The draw, the key on. Okay, getting a little closer. And hurry up mode, just trying to get another play off. Key on with the draw. Again, and he gets in the end zone. But now the game's tied. Going to half number 2. Gabber getting blasted, but able to get the ball off to Keon. There's the juke. They can't tackle at midfield, but they would have to punt. Oh, Toledo. 3rd and 6. Risky throw there. Receiver running into the corner, but he's able to hold on to the ball. Then 3rd and 5. Gabber gives it right back. His only interception of the game. Still tied at 14. Then here, the big game changer. Punt return. Haven't seen any of these really highlighted this season. Big return by Cade McDonald, 32 yards. And 3rd and 9. Catch, spin, and Virgil hitting the afterburners, getting into the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. And then a sneaky run here, dodging his way in on the counter. 4th and 16, just trying to kick a field goal to make it a 2-score game. And another missed kick this week. Okay. 4th and 1, risky call here, a toss. Jacquez Stewart getting into the end zone for the 3rd time. 184 yards on the day for him. And Keon Mosey trying to match it. He's going to break for another long run. 83-yard touchdown run. Miami retaking the lead, 28-21. Toledo, 3rd and inches, trying to make something happen. Risky throw there. It's an interception. It won't be run back, but that will end the comeback effort for Toledo. Miami winners, 28-21. Mosey, 211 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. Tucker threw for 184 yards for Toledo. No TDs. 3 interceptions. JMU, James Madison, getting on the board. They pick up the win over UMass, 45-14. George Pettaway leading the offense 239 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns. And then an interesting rival, Modern Day Hate. Sounds like something made up on social media, but whatever. Georgia Southern playing against Georgia State. They lose 22-40, the big stat. J.C. French, 8 interceptions on the day. Really hard to overcome that. Florida Atlantic still looking good. They pick up a win at home against Ohio, 58-26. Cam throws for 5 touchdown passes, 484 yards. Coleman Owen led the way for Ohio, 5 receptions for 123 touchdowns. Lingus back on track, picks up a road win, 63-28. Elijah Metcalf, 7 receptions, 149, 4 touchdowns. Braxton with 6 TD passes. So looking at the standings, some cool things. The Big 12, we know Utah will get back in action, Marion in the middle of a move. But Texas Tech, 5-0. Iowa State, 4-1. Cincinnati, 4-0. So the top of the Big 12, looking pretty spicy so far. Looking at the ACC, Louisville, quietly 4-0. Clemson, as they're getting their games and moving up, they're 3-0. Miami, that tough loss to Florida to start the season, but they bounced back to move to 5-1. NC State at 4-0. And Pat, lurking 3-1 with North Carolina. The Big Ten, we know Oregon probably is going to be in the mix at the end, 4-0. But some surprises. Texanol, maybe not a surprise, but 4-0 looking really good with USC. Northwestern, 5-0 to start the season. Nebraska and Iowa, though they may have struggled out of conference, they're both undefeated in conference play. And then the dreaded SEC, the DEF conference. Tennessee, Texas, Bama, Georgia, Ole Miss, LSU, those are all top 10 teams. They have not lost any games. Conference is scary. We'll have to see how things will shake out once they start having to play against each other. But on to the next block. Some games to keep an eye on. West Virginia at Iowa State. Both teams are undefeated in conference play. They're both looking to get a win to stay near the top. Florida against Tennessee. Mike in Vegas had a hell of a game last season. Mike with a huge comeback. Vegas with a long field goal to walk it off. And then another fun game, Ole Miss hosting LSU. Smitty doing a good job so far trying to break that curse with the Rebels. Bucknut staying the course, looking to repeat his champ. The ASC, Miami hosting Louisville. The Cardinals undefeated on the season. Miami, though, they've had shaky first halves, but they get the job done in half number two. And they do it again. And then a really fun one, Duquesne against Jiggy, two of the top coaches in the league, two of the top teams in the league. Should be a fun game to watch. And there's just a couple of games to keep an eye on for Block 4. Speaking of Block 4, with it opening up, that means polls are open. Make sure you get those poll votes done. They close Friday night. Coach reports, stats. Make sure that you're doing the things to get those easy participation points. And make sure you're turning in those highlights. Block has that thread up in general topics for the competition. Make sure that you're submitting your clips there. You're more than welcome to submit clips to me too. Do my best to get all submitted clips into a video. Good luck to everyone in Block 4. Go NDL.